And we're going.
Yo, yo.
Yo, it's
Vinny.
And Bubba. Are we really doing the names?
Shit, nah, we're not doing the names.
I was like, let's not do the names.
Bubba and that's Tater.
Fucking pussy. Alright. I'm Bubba. He's Vinny.
We're just fucking chilling.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
We're doing drugs.
Certain by that, smoking weed. Alright, so what we were supposed to do fucking Friday
is record a podcast.
But, don't finish my sentences, you slut.
Eat a dick, motherfucker.
Anyways. We were supposed to record a podcast episode, but we failed. Yeah. Miserably.
Yeah,
and I won't say why. Well, actually, I will say why. We got too fucking high. That's what happened.
Yeah, we got too fucking high.
We got too fucking baked.
Kept saying shit we shouldn't be saying.
People said things that should not be said on public setting. And,
it was,
sometimes you just gotta give in. And just be like, I'm too fucking baked.
Yeah, and so we just quit. And we just smoked one week.
We just gave in. Kept on smoking.
Pretty crazy.
First things first. It was supposed to be Zach, Will, Abraham, and I. Right now I've got Will. Yeah. So. Okay. He's gonna give me his perspective on the night. I'm gonna give mine. Tomorrow you're gonna hear Zach's. So yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Vinny says, we was, smoking the weed, you know, usual shit, just chilling, and then all of a sudden, when we started recording the podcast, people kept saying words that you can't really say.
No, and then, like, tell them about your, like, from when you got here.
What?
From when you got here to my house, to then we started recording, to then we just gave up.
Let's see. I got here, started smoking weed pretty soon. Like, right after that, loaded up the bowl and shit. We were just chilling. Started to smoke some more. And then, fucking dumbasses. George dickhead and Ben, those dickheads, they wanted to smoke, and I was just like, fuck, I already told them I would, but I was fucking smoking with Daniel. And so I was just like, fuck, well, maybe that'll just take like 10 minutes. And so I go there, they hadn't even started rolling up, and then they're just like, yo, let's go to Rivermouth. And I'm just like, nah, wait, I gotta go back. He's like, nah, dude, it's chill, just chill. I'm just like, nah, dude, I can't, we're about to do this podcast. And he's like, no, just come on. And I was just like, fuck, and then he's already left. He was already like driving out, and I was just like, fuck, fucking fuck. And then I'll admit it was nice smoking a blunt, but I wish it would have taken way less time. I wish it just been like 10 minutes just so like they would stop fucking bugging me, and then fucking I could go chill with my actual smoke buddy Bubba. And then I got back. And then Abraham, or should I say the Jew, Jubraham, got here. And so Zach and Bubba were like, all right, let's start the podcast. So we started the podcast, and then they were like, all right, no, don't say anything racist. And then someone said, shut up, you know what. And yeah.
You know, you don't have to include this part.
Yeah, it was just quoting memes, essentially, just like being retarded. But we were just like, fuck. And I was saying, like, Abraham, you Jew, because he looks really Jewish. And so that's why we kept having to restart. And then even Abraham, he said, like, he said it. And then he started to do his own little vlogs. And then I called him Jewish, and then we had to start over. Yeah, that's why it failed so miserably.
I'd also like to point out We smoked joints with wax on them.
That was dope, my dude.
We definitely have to do that again, but Jesus fucking Christ.
You know that shit.
Oh my God, that shit just destroys you, dude. I love it. Anyways.
And then Jubraham brought freaking beers. And so we were just like, shit. Alright, time to get fucking crossfaded. And indeed we did. Indeed we did. Shit was dope. You're out of fucking RPGs. This game is so much fucking fun. Just, you didn't destroy it. Oh, there you go.
Throw a grenade, bitch.
Fuck you.
MLG, grenade throwing skills.
Hey, you're cool, kid. Oh, kill that bro. Kill that bro. Yeah, just use the fucking, big gun. Kill that nigga, kill that nigga. Oh. Get him, get him. Yeah, yeah. Shit, god damn it. Get him, get him, get him. Bro. MLG. Alright, shoot that. Shoot the big fuel thing.
Well, what do you think I'm doing?
Well,
oh, are we still recording? Probably are.
It's like Parkinson's. Yeah, I knew we were still. You're like shooting with Parkinson's. Like, holy shit.
Alright, relax.
Michael J. Fox.
And, yeah, so that was basically our Friday night. And, can you know, after hearing said Friday night, can you blame us?
Yeah. We can't, you know, post dumb stuff like, racism.
And then you can't just get super fucking baked and try and record a podcast and not expect something like of that.
Well, I mean, we're super fucking baked right now.
Well, true.
But we were on another level on Friday night, like.
Well, because it's the wax. You double up on the wax and you just get fucked up.
We were taking hits out of that dab. Like, I took a bunch of those. That was tight. You still got any wax left?
No.
Damn. How long ago was I here? It was Friday.
Yeah.
It feels like a year ago for some reason. Time is going by way slowly. Like, when I was at college, it was just going away, like, fast AF. Oh, free him. Free his ass.
And free peoples!
Free them.
Oh my gosh. Fudge paint. You know what sounds good? I hate when you get the munchies.
Honestly.
Like, especially when you definitely need to go get groceries.
Honestly. Like, I'm drawing right now because I can't decide whether to spend my last $20 on vape juice or food. I don't know, maybe if I get a job with TJ Maxx.
And then you can buy wax.
Yeah. How much did you get with your Uncle Henry?
What?
How much did you get with your...
I don't have an Uncle Henry.
Oh, no. I was thinking of the manager from Jim's.
Oh. I got 9 an hour.
At gyms?
Yeah.
That's fucked. They gave me $8.50.
This is why we're not supposed to discuss paychecks.
Yeah, because then they know. Because then they'll be like, then they'll know that people are getting fucked over. That's how the business goes. But then again, you did work the day shift. And the day shift is considered like the harder one. And you worked with the meth head. That guy was awful. He worked Wednesday nights with me. He tried to get me to smoke weed with him. And I was just like, well, no, you're probably going to bring some meth. So I'm good, bro.
You're probably going to bring some meth.
Yeah. Like, I'm just here to smoke weed, not do bad drugs. The worst I ever did was I took one Vicodin pill sophomore year. And that's not even enough, like, and then I was just like, nah, I don't need this shit.
You didn't take the meds that they gave you when you broke your wrist?
Well, I mean, only in the hospital. They gave me, a Tylenol, so it wasn't like an opioid one. It wasn't one that, like, gets you high.
Fuck yes! I got that shit!
Hell yes. But when I was in the hospital and they were hooking me up with that morphine, I was like, holy shit, no wonder people get addicted to this. It feels like, kind of like when I'm high. Like, kind of like when you're approaching. And I remember when they loaded me up with it in the ambulance, and I just had a softball in my wrist. Like, I was just like, oh shit, I'm on top of the world.
Alright, where's the last billboard?
Just check select. Deities. It's left, up, dip. Oh, you're
cool. Got him!
You're cool, kid. Now you gotta raise the flag.
Of course, it's in the middle of buttfuck town.
Yeah, you gotta go smoke a fag, bro.
Way to be half a fag.
Gotta go smoke a fag. Means two different things.
Old school Italian shit.
Well, in Italy, they probably call it smoke a fag too, but in Italian. Kind of like the British people. Like, hey, you trying to smoke a fag? But in America...
What a fag.
It means
in America, it's offensive.
Let's go kill a gay.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. But that's what it means. And that's what it says on Urban Dictionary.
Really?
Urban Dictionary is racist.
The person who posted it on Urban Dictionary is racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, Will. What are we going to do with you?
Swear I'm not. I lived with a Mexican.
Me.
Yeah, you and my roommate. So therefore, I am cultured.
I don't really understand how that works.
Well, then again, I was also lived in San Antonio all my life, so.
Yeah.
I remember in fourth grade, I was the only white kid in the class. Scobie was hella Mexican.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. Living in Cinco Rancho with hella white people. And you know what it was nice?
What?
Living in a neighborhood with hella white people. You don't have to worry about crime. I'm sorry, but like...
It's kind of true.
Actually,
it's kind of true. Like, it's...
No, okay, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there.
No, the inner cities, they're just really rough. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of drugs. And
I lived on the outskirts of Houston.
And mainly because the cops keep arresting people for, like, drug-related shit. And, like, weed and shit. It's stupid. And then they become career prisoners. It's fucked.
Oh, dude, I landed on this roof and I didn't even mean to.
But, I mean, living in a nice neighborhood, you know. I'm not saying black people can't be a part of a nice neighborhood. But, like, or anyone else, like, everyone has assholes.
Yeah, everyone has assholes. I don't think... You're not doing it right if you don't have an asshole.
Yeah, the majority of black
just
people...
Just kidding, no. Assholes are wrong.
Yeah, assholes only make up, like, a small percentage of the fucking...
population, yeah. But yet they still make most of the news.
It's like... Most black people aren't gonna fucking, like...
Let's not...
Come up to you and shoot you. Most Mexicans aren't gonna come up to you and, like, be stupid. Most Chinese... You know, like, all the racial stereotypes. Like,
not true.
They're not gonna... They're not true.
You it's might just, come across one motherfucker that's just like that.
Yeah,
like,
there's a couple
that's that one dude.
Yeah. Because the majority of people, surprisingly, aren't dickheads. Except for Dan. He's gay. And Zach. And Josh.
Zach, I sometimes question his name. no offense, Zach.
When he was like, damn, Alex got some meat.
I was like, Jesus. Do you want to take out the rest of the town?
Yeah.
Alright, take out the rest of the town. Because I was like, oh fuck, I'm kind of hogging the controller.
Nah, it's chill, man. I'm putting 3 just because fuck them. And I'm gonna get a nice view. Oh. Bro. You just get to blow shit up.
Oh look, there's another billboard.
Oh look at this. Another billboard. Hope you don't mind if I put 3 motherfucking explosives on it. No such
top
thing.
Top of the church.
Yeah, no such thing as overkill.
In video games.
Boom.
Boom.
Eat a dick, D. Ravello. Eat a dick, Ravello, D. Ravello. Bro, where is... There's gotta be a statue.
I already took out the statue.
You son of a bitch.
This is more billboards. There's the base. Oh, look. Billboard.
Prepare
there's the last
meet,
one.
Prepare to meet your doom. Billboard. With 3 explosives. And we're going to get a real good view on this one. Look at that. Look at that view. Boom! Oh, damn it, I didn't mean to do that.
Do a grenade.
I was trying to open my wingsuit.
Hey, you killed a tree. You monster.
I'm going to hell. Alright.
Hey, beacons.
You need these.
Yeah. I don't know why you only get 1 at the beginning. I think you should get 3, no matter what.
Honestly, because that is fucked. Alright, hold on, let me see what's on this hill. Oh. I just gotta get the police station. The main base. Oh, look, there's a little small military base over there. We should get that one next.
Okay.
We should do a team effort. I'll take the helicopter, and then I'll buzz you in. It'll be like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Get to the chopper now!
Destroy that. Just...
Yeah. God damn it. I'm trying to...
Hey, no religion! I'm just kidding.
Allah damn it. Abraham damn it. Jewish God damn it. Whatever.
Okay,
it is.
Chill.
Muslim God damn it.
Alright.
Hindu God damn it.
Oh.
There, I've covered all the main religions.
Mormon, goddamn it.
Scientology, goddamn it. All right, here we go. Oh, that is beautiful. You know what I should have done? Here. Here's what I'm going to do, Daniel. This is going to look hella nice. Because I'm just a sadistic motherfucker and like blowing shit up.
No, get one directly on top. Oh, get one of the... on theirs. Theirs? I meant those, but okay. Oh my god. This is gonna look sick!
Bro, this is gonna look dope! Because this game is just amazing. Alright, so we got the Transformer somewhere over there. Alright, so we're gonna look... look above it. Oh! Two explosions at once. Look at that. Whoa. It took out both Transformers.
Yeah, buddy. You gotta get those walls with a yellow shit on top of it.
And then now we got a fuel tank. No problem. And plus we'll get a nice view because this is why I love doing this. So we'll get a fuel tank right there. And then where's the other one?
You gotta take out one of those walls. Those walls.
Yo, why won't you just fucking die? Oh my god.
You need reinforcements.
Look at that.
Oh, Jesus.
Reinforce that. Reinforce my dick inside your race. It's not gay if you say no homo. Where is the fucking fuel tank?
It's just one.
Oh.
Well, now get the wall with the yellow on top.
Hold on, I want to blow some shit up. Look at this. Hold on.
Hey, look, there's RPG ammo.
Oh, hey, look, I'm going to blow shit up. Oh, god damn it. Fuck y'all, RGP ammo. RG3 ammo.
RPG.
HPV.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay, I know where I can get a good view. This is the kind of shit you come up with when you're high. Alright, here we go.
Oh.
Alright, now we gotta call in the rebels. Let's go, rebels. Yeah. God damn. Alright. D. Ravello, you ready to get dicked? You ready to get dicked, Ravello? Oh, oh my god, it is a slaughter. Oh my god, how did they get up from that? What the hell was that? That makes
they just gave no fucks about it either.
Alright, this guy will give a fuck. Oh, okay, that didn't work out as planned. Let's see right here. If he's still alive. Bro, this is so much fun. Oh my god. This is just... imagine if Fortnite was this fun. Fortnite sucks. I'll be the one to say it, but I hate that game. Like,
PUBG's better.
I only play it as in because it's just a competition to see who's good.
Oh, damn. He hit the light, too. Go get some ammo from the weapons thing. Woo!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's so sick and twisted.
Oh, dude. My God. That's hilarious, though. Let's do it again. Oh. Oh. Oh my god, dude. Oh, look at this. We have another victim. God damn it. Alright, you listen here, you son of a bitch. Oh, fuck.
Hang on, put a bomb on there. Oh.
Oh, good idea. I forgot. I love that this game gives you literally unlimited bombs. Like, you never have to replenish these. You just get... wait. What? Did it just say I'm a dumb.
No.
Alright. Here's how we can be sadistic AF. Ooh! Oh my god! This is amazing! Look, he's still alive.
Oh, not anymore. Bitch.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna launch him. Oh, I wanted to launch him way more. If he's still alive. Nah, he did. Oh my god, I just love how there's so many of them, so I can just keep doing this.
They come infinitely.
Alright, I'm gonna try it one more time. Kinda. Meh.
That one was okay, you know.
Alright, this one, I'm for sure.
Nah.
Alright. Dude, this is like a sport now.
Right, sounds terrible.
What if we aim it?
Alright, before here. He rips it off.
Oh, fuck, he ripped it off. What an asshole, am I right? Oh!
Wow.
Dude, I launched him 140 meters. This is a sport.
This is terrible.
This is the sickest sport in America, but I'll tell you what. Oh. Bro, that was like the most amazing thing ever.
Oh, if you don't know, we're playing Just Cause 3.
Yeah, it's
It's pretty lit. Named.
You do shit just because it is amazing.
Get the rebels.
Yeah, I know.
So we can free this village.
Yeah, we got this village freed, my dude.
Yo.
But also.
No, in between the two things. Like a slingshot. You see what I mean?
Oh, yo! It's B to release tethers, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that is amazing.
That's try.
Oh my god.
Next contestant! Give him a little jerk.
Alright.
Oh, so that way
he went behind the wall like an asshole. Alright, buddy, you're fucked. Alright, and then, alright. I launched him up, but you know what? That is funny as hell, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that was cool. Alright.
Alright, here we go. I'm gonna place him right here. Alright. Perfect. This is perfect, Daniel. This is so sick, but I'll tell you what. You are a genius.
Woo!
150 meters!
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's terrible.
Alright, let's do it again.
Alright.
Let's see if we can beat 150 meters this time, Daniel. I feel confident. Let's pretend this is like golf. Oh, and he launches a nice one over the green.
Let's try it with. If we run out of stuff, let's try it with the metal gear.
Loose. Oh my god, this is just perfection.
Alright. I think that might be the perfect. That might be the one.
I want to get a good view of this, you know what I mean? Alright, you ready for this?
Yep.
Oh! What? Oh, it didn't count it. Here, wait, let's measure the distance. So, I'm going to place a waypoint right there. And I'm going to go, where did it land? Like, somewhere over here?
Yeah, further up the hill.
Oh, wait. Probably landed right here. Further up the hill?
Well, where did it stop or where it landed?
Where did it stop?
Okay,
further. Somewhere in this general direction, right?
Yeah. We'll just say it stopped right here.
Right here. And then now, let's do a waypoint. Okay, first let's reface. Let's see what I'm looking at on the map. So I'm guessing that...
That base, directly, yeah. That square thing.
I'm trying to guess where exactly. Because you see, it has that little road inlet on the first building to the right.
Just a little under that.
Yeah.
All right, folks, this is a little quick podcast of us just playing video games. Tomorrow, I got something special. Zach's point of view of Friday night. Thank you for listening.
174 meters.
Nice.